Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Okay, here's the quote for the day. It's easier to keep winning than to stop losing.
That's really true.
When the ball's rolling downhill, it's so much harder to stop it and turn it around. I keep thinking of that cartoon. I think it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something where... Actually...
It might have been a Roadrunner cartoon.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Because that reminds me of a Roadrunner cartoon.
Thank you, Roadrunner. Roadrunner cartoon. It has been probably 30-something years since I've seen a Roadrunner cartoon.
Yeah, and that just reminds me of like pushing a rock up a hill.
Yes.
So if you're pushing a rock up a hill, it's easier to keep pushing it up the hill slowly than it is to stop that rock that builds momentum going down the hill.
And the minute it starts rolling backwards, it's harder to...
Yeah, if it starts going down the hill and it picks up any speed, it's harder to stop it from rolling down the hill. That should be a good visual that helps people understand it's harder to stop the losing than it is to keep the winning going.
Jason and I heard a speaker, his name is Dale Alexander, and this was the quote that he used. And as soon as he said it, Jason and I both said, I need a pen. Where's my pen? And I started digging through my purse. And then we literally like stopped things. Like everyone looked over at us and they were like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then the guy brings over a box of pens and I'm like, I need a pen.
I wanted to pass pens out to everybody.
And then he gives me a darn Bic pen. I hate Bic pens. I hate it. And I didn't want to be picky in that moment.
Well, we had Bic pens on shiny paper.
But I was like, Bic pens don't work. So then I had shiny paper and I was literally... You know how you scratch
I'll
it?
I'll flick your Bic.
And then you kind of like, I don't know, why do we do this? We put it on our tongue.
I don't put it on my tongue. That's you. That's a mom thing from teachers back in the day.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know. So then I started doing that and it wasn't working. And
I got to write this check out. Let me wet the quill.
I got to write. I got to get this quote because it really hit home for me.
Yeah. Well, it hit home for me because just being in sales for 15 years, when you keep getting no's over and over and over again, then you start telling yourself this story of I'll never get a win. I'll never get a yes.
We start experience. For me, it's a doom loop. You know, you start going down that trajectory. And first of all, it's your thoughts. You start having those thoughts. Oh gosh, what am I doing wrong? Why is this happening? You know what? Yep. What's wrong with me?
And then your physiology changes.
What's missing?
And then
what's missing?
Show up differently.
What am I doing now that I wasn't doing before? You know, you start second guessing yourself. You start having doubt. Then once you start having those thoughts, then like Jason said, your physiology starts to change. And next thing you know, you're slouching a little bit. You're not putting on as much makeup. You're not showing up with the same confidence that you had.
Yeah, that boulder that's rolling down the hill rolls over you and you become part of the snowball going down or the boulder going down and your identity becomes the loss. So you assume the identity of the loser and you show up as that. So you look like you're dragging your feet. Your shoulders are slumped,
yes.
Your head is pointing down, and you show up in the world as this unconfident,
disappointed,
low vibration.
I already know the outcome of this.
Yes.
I already know you don't want to buy from me. I already know I'm going to fail. I already know I'm not going to be entertaining. I already know.
You rise to the level of your expectations.
You
also sink to the level of your expectations.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
And that's
okay,
part
stop,
of, okay.
Rewind, listen to that one again. You rise.
You rise to the level of your expectations.
You also
sink to the level of your expectations. So if you're showing up in the world and you feel and you think and you believe that you are in this doom loop, you're going to be doomed. If you can have that cataclysmic change in decision making that says, no, this is not who I am. The truth is that I've overcome all the hardest things in my life, that I am a winner, and this is how I've won. Like, one of the things that we did for ourselves.
Stop. I need to interject here. When you believe you are lucky, you are.
Yes.
When you believe you are unlucky, you are. What you believe is your reality.
As a man thinketh, so he is.
As a man thinketh.
Whether you believe you are or believe you're not, you're right.
I think that should be in the Bible or something.
Yeah, right.
Those are words of wisdom.
This is the tale as old as time. But we don't give it
as old as time.
We don't give these things.
We didn't make this stuff up, is what you're saying.
But we don't give it as much credit, or we don't think about it, because it's just not. We're too in the moment, and we don't pause and think about these things while we're going through it. And we don't give our lives an objective point of view a lot of times, because it's hard to read the label when you're in the box, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a. Just think about what you're going through in the moment.
Here's the thing. It feels to me like our life is going to go on a path and we start getting momentum.
Yes.
So if we are on the momentum, if we're on the path of winning, I mean, let's just keep it simple. Let's say the road diverges in the yellow woods. And there's a path of winning and there's a path of losing. Let's just keep it simple for just the sake of
conversation.
Right? Just for the sake of conversation. We know that life is a little more complex than that. Let's just say we pick the path of winning. Now, on the path of winning, everything goes right for us, and we start having people cheer for us along the way, right? On the path of winning, you have supporters that almost want to, I mean,
they're
the boosters.
Your
they're cheering for you. They are sponsoring you. They're actually, Nike is there, and they're like, hey, here's some free tennis shoes.
Just do it.
And they're like, hey, let's do a commercial, and we're gonna sponsor you, and we're gonna give you these. Then there's Wheaties over here, and they're like, hey, we'll give you food, and we'll give you.
Well, this is the thing, is we can cultivate these groups in our lives.
We can.
But we don't.
And then we've got people who are in the stands, and they're like, "Hey, we're not only cheering for you, but we've got T-shirts that we're selling, and
they've got your face and your name."
And we've got cheers that we've made up that say, "Go Jana, go Jana, da 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 da, go Jana." I don't know. I'm just making.
Not really.
You're brilliant. You're bright. You're radiant being of light. That's there you go. That can be used for anyone that's listening to this. And so along this path, it's just fun. I mean, there's a band playing, so there's music. And then at half point, there's a little concession stand where they're selling your favorite foods.
Yeah.
And you can take a little break, and you can actually stop and talk to people and maybe even go into the locker room and have a little shower if you want.
Yeah, a little clean off.
Yeah. So see, that's the path of winning. And in that shower room, I mean, they are bringing in steaks, and they're like, hey, if you want some protein during
and everything's your, taken care of, your nails are done, all this.
They've got masseuses.
Life is good.
They've got masseuses and all sorts of things. And then there's the path of losing. All right, now on the path of losing, what does that look like?
It's regret, it's disappointment, it's
there's
hardship.
Nobody, it's lonely.
It's people saying you're never going to get there.
It's so lonely. It's not even people, it's like one or two. I mean, at first it's a lot of people saying, nope, this is a bad idea.
And then it's other people, it's one or two people going, I told you so.
You should have taken the other path.
Right.
But along that path, you may develop some perseverance and some resilience. So it's not that it's the wrong path. It's just the...
Well, the thing is, you're gonna find places in life where you don't feel like you've won.
Yes.
But you can find the lesson in the loss. And that's where, if you can find the lesson in the loss, that is a win.
Yes.
And what we don't do is we don't put the pinpoint in the lesson. We put the pinpoint in the loss. And if we can put the pinpoint in the lesson, that puts us back over there in the crowd that's cheering.
Yes. So I guess the distinction you're making is when you do take the path of losing, are you just going to camp out at F it Island?
Yes.
Or are you going to take this path of losing? It's harder over here. And there has to come a point where you say, you know what? I don't want this path anymore.
So I think it comes.
So I'm going to start making my way back over into this direction.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to the story that we tell ourselves at the end of the trek. Is, am I telling myself the story of the losses over time, the circumstance, or the lessons learned and the way I've overcome and the resilience I've gained, all the achievements, mm-hmm. not the valleys and the hurts, right? So that's the, like, where am I putting my pinpoints? So
I'm not sure.
We've got to count our wins, like celebrate our wins, count our wins, do it often, do it frequently.
And because that's how you start moving back over to the winner's path.
Yes,
you start celebrating every little win.
Yeah, make it.
Otherwise,
figure out how to make it a win.
You are going to end up over here on Effet Island.
Yeah, and in regret and in all these, like telling yourself a false narrative. And then you will be in that. You'll feel like you've lived in a doom loop. It's just,
oh my gosh.
You'll feel like it.
I don't know about you, but I need a rest from this adventure. I'm literally
like
in my mind.
It sounds like a big word circle. But
I literally am in my mind going, oh my gosh, which path am I on? Where do I want to go?
And we get into these little word circles and thought soup in our head, mm-hmm. often. And it's because we don't know which way we're going down, because oftentimes when we get hurt or we get in that, we feel like we've had a loss, we get stuck in that loss because we're it's too hard to find the lesson to get us back into the win zone. But when we can build that momentum towards the win zone, it's going to move us towards the next win.
Yeah, sometimes we start down the path of losing. And then we dig our feet in and we say, oh no, I made the right decision. And
right.
So then we almost dig the grooves of the path even deeper and deeper. And we make it even harder and harder for ourselves because we refuse to say, you know what? It would be so much easier over here.
Right.
And it literally is a decision.
It's just
a choice.
It's a small pivot.
It's
a small move.
It's just a choice.
Yeah.
You know, I could be happy.
I could just literally choose happy.
I could just choose. It's like literally, I could just literally take two steps over here. Like I see them. They're parallel. There's literally just a little bit of grass between us. And I see that path over there has been paved and there's people and they're cheering and I literally could join that team.
There's two rights here. I'm choosing my right because of the story I'm telling myself on this side, and they're choosing their right because of their story, and they're happy, but I'm choosing my right.
Because my ego at this point is saying,
how often is that happening?
I refuse to go over there and say, hi, guys. I want to join your team.
I want to be happy and excited. Not doing it, Eeyore.
It's easier to keep winning than it is to stop losing.
Don't get run over by the boulder. Start living lucky.
Contemplate that quote for today and let us know your thoughts. I would love to know what you think about that. Woo! All right. Well, I know we took you on a little adventure. Keep living lucky. Bye-bye! If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.